This is Twit.
We saw it all on the Oscars. Remember this? Right after Taika Waititi wins an Oscar for Best Screenplay for Jojo Rabbit, he goes backstage, gives a press conference in which he announces he's got the world at his fingertips, the most bully of all pulpits. What does he say? They ask him, what would you like the Writers Guild of America to fight for? He says, you got to tell Apple, those keyboards suck. Finally, somebody's telling the truth at the Oscars. This is, it says he's joking. That sounds pretty serious.
No, he's not joking. He's
talking about a screenwriter. He spends a lot of time on his computer.
Wouldn't it have been great, though, if he did it like he did it in the Avengers, where he's doing the Korg voice, going, Thor, Apple's not making good keyboards anymore, Thor. Can you have a talk with them? And then Thor puts on the headset and talks to Tim Cook and says, listen, you make good keyboards, or I'll be over there and I'll shove this hammer.
Tim would still say, we believe this is the best compromise between. We have our customers love this keyboard.
I think it was the one useful thing that was said during the Oscars.
That's a huge. Yeah, the Oscars were horrible. But this is
a huge black eye
for Apple. Yep. And Apple, by the way, which is opening offices in Culver City along with some of these other streamers because they want to be in Hollywood. They had to be cringing on this.
Oh yeah.
And yet is there anybody who's willing to say that Taika Waititi was wrong?
But he could get
a better keyboard.
But you also want to point out like how much dominance Apple has when he had to find one person over on the side that doesn't use a Mac to write everything that they do.
If there's a silver lining, he's not willing to move to a Lenovo ThinkPad, which has a better keyboard. He wants to use a Mac.
He didn't say, I have moved over to a PC.
No.
He said,
I love Dell keyboards. That would have been a way worse problem for us.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
You got to look at the silver lining there.
I just can't imagine what it must have been like for those entertainment journalists to hear that.
They're cringing.
We're supposed to be talking about movies right now.
They're cringing.
What's going on?
They're probably nodding their head because they're writing their articles on a Mac, talking to screenwriters who all write everything on a Mac. So they're all
But how do I put this in Deadspin?
I also feel bad for the engineers at Apple who work on that keyboard because they're doing the best they can. I've complained as loudly as anybody else about it, but I understand that this is some teams this is what they do all day long. And just when they start to get some positive reviews over the latest generation of their really bad idea for a keyboard. Now, again, this is all over the news because he didn't say it as a quick quip. And then let's talk about serious issues about the WGA negotiating for better for more rights and more respectability with the studios. It's like, no, I am on this. I thought I was just going to stop after one line, but I've tapped into a deep-seated well of pain here. And you've got thousands of people nodding and saying, yes, I love you. I'm buying your t-shirt. I'm subscribing to your seminar. You don't like to be called out on a project that you worked really hard on. You're doing your best on. And you gotta take a turn to the donkey booth, but that's
painful. Andy, you're taking empathy way too far on this one. I don't feel bad for the engineers. This is a problem. It couldn't be any worse. Presumably, Apple is going to make all of the next laptops have. Because do we agree that the new 16-inch keyboard at least is usable? Nobody asked him about that. Taiki, if you're listening, Waititi, what do you think of the new one?
Can he afford to get the new one?
It's way too big a computer for him. No, but it's way too big a computer for an average writer.
He wants an Air, yeah.
Yeah, an Air or even a 13-inch. I don't think many people who are just writing want to carry a 16-inch laptop.
Will the new Air, what do you think? I'm really hoping
because they hedged. Like they were hedging a lot about how Butterfly, they weren't a band. And I don't know if that's just face saving, hedging about how Butterfly still has its place and it's still important. But this they think is a more pro, because there's no such thing as a more pro. People write on smaller laptops. Those are pro laptops too. So my hope is that Magic Keyboard, all the things as fast as possible. If they were holding any desire to keep the Butterfly keyboard around, even for ultra thin new computers that they're working on, I just hope they abandon all those plans.
I don't even know how you could write a whole script on the Butterfly keyboard.
Apparently, I can write a ton on it.
He evidently did, but
it's fine for me. But I don't like that other people hate it.
Yeah.
If in the last act your main character becomes an absolute psychopath and wants to kill everything in the world, I think that would be an asset, but otherwise.
No, but I've written like 2 million words on those Butterfly keyboards, and they don't bother me at all. But okay. It is, like there I said go. Before, if other people don't like them, if a large percentage of other people, there's no other manufacturer you can go to for a Mac laptop. So yeah. That is a complete deal breaker. You have to have a keyboard that maybe not every single person loves it, but nobody has any problem with it whatsoever.
I've had one. I had, you know, I got it right when it came out, the 12-inch or whatever, and just, you know, I could write notes on it and stuff like that, but I immediately was just like, it became an extra laptop really quickly because it was just so, It drove me so crazy.
Well, many of us ended up, dragging our 2015 MacBooks out.
I still have it, and now I'm going to get the 2016.
But. I just feel vindicated because Andy and I have been bitching about this keyboard for like a year, 2 years, and finally, you know, here's an Oscar winner actually taking the time in his press conference where he's being congratulated for getting best original screenplay, and that's what he says.
Some people talked about the climate. Some people talked about Trump. Took on an important subject here and talked about keyboards.
We're artificially inseminating cows. I didn't know that. So that's,
Was Tim Cook there like he was with Ricky Gervais?
I know. That would be scary. Poor Tim had to sit through Ricky Gervais. I saw Jeff Bezos in the Oscar audience. I don't think Apple was nominated for anything. So there was
no
reason.
Did you hear what they said to Bezos? That he thought The Marriage Story was fiction or something? Yeah. That was like that.
Well, at least he used his time in his Oscar speech on a problem that is actually capable of being solved.
Something we can do. Something
that you have to be a real cynic to think that we will never be able to figure out how to build a decent keyboard for a MacBook. Whereas, again, global warming. Good luck, great grandkids. Sorry about the mess, but you're going to have to deal with it.
I thought it was Martin's comment that he didn't want to say anything bad about Amazon because he still wants to get his packages on time.
That was the best line in the whole thing.
Steve is a down-to-earth guy. Yeah, he good. Really means yeah, it. I'm
and
sure.
why is anyone not hosting the Oscars? Oh, because of Twitter.